Tomorrow is day one of Restaurant Week New Hampshire, which aims to showcase Granite State cuisine and the people who produce it. Joining me now with a preview is Amy Traverso, Senior Lifestyle Editor at Yankee Magazine. Hi, Amy.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, for those who aren't familiar, how does a Restaurant Week work?
Well, Restaurant Week is a promotion that the goal is to get people who might not normally be as adventurous or might not have the budget to try some restaurants. The promotion is designed to get them in there and to offer a sort of fixed-price meal at a very affordable price. You know, New Hampshire's Restaurant Week is really great because they're doing three price levels. So some restaurants are as inexpensive as $10 for lunch and $15 for dinner. But you can go to the mid-price restaurants, which are $15 for lunch and $25 for dinner. And then the upscale restaurants are pricing at $20 for lunch and $35 for dinner. And that's for three courses.
This is the second year for Restaurant Week New Hampshire. I guess it must have worked well enough last year that they wanted to bring it back.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Restaurant Week's been around for a while now. It started in New York in 1992 as a lunch promotion during the Democratic National Convention, and then it really picked up speed around the early 2000s, spread to other cities, and now it's really a national event.
Which restaurants and chefs are you keeping an eye on during the next 8 days?
Well, there's so many great restaurants around the state. I think Bedford Village Inn does a great job. Benjamin Knack is the chef there. In Portsmouth, you've got a real cluster of great restaurants, Moxie and Martingale Wharf and the Portsmouth Brewery and the District. There's so many good places there. Surf, which is terrific. That's Chef Michael Buckley. And I was talking to Rachel Forrest, who, you know, covers the restaurant scene there for the Portsmouth Herald, and we were just raving about how good the food is in Portsmouth right now. So it's definitely worth going down there and taking your pick of great restaurants. But all over the state, there's, what, about 150 restaurants participating all over the state. So there's plenty of good stuff. The Common Man restaurant is so wonderful, and that has multiple locations. And then closer to Yankee's headquarters, there's a couple of terrific places. There's Bantam Grill in Peterborough. They're participating, as well as the Pearl Restaurant and Oyster Bar in Peterborough.
Amy Traverso of Yankee Magazine, thanks so much and enjoy.
Thank you.